Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm sorry about that. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And it's recorded in the Psalm of David when he said, Lord, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of the Pastor Dolly Bunnett, the wonderful woman of God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It is Thursday. It is the third day in this brand new month of July. August. August the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. We just start by saying, and this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, since he has made me glad. We came, Lord. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. We call him Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about the name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for this Thursday morning, oh Lord God. It's been a beautiful week, oh Lord God. You have blessed throughout this week, oh Lord God. You're great, oh Lord God, and you're greatly to be praised, oh Lord God. We come to join ourselves once again together, O Lord, because you called us, O Lord God, to come to this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Yes. To bring this sacrifice of praise this morning, O Lord God. The fruits of our lips, O Lord God. We came to worship you, O Lord God. We came to praise you, O Lord God. We came to adore you, Lord God. We come to just thank you, Lord God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Lord God, to come and to save us, O Lord God, and reconcile us on back to the kingdom of God, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the only one, oh Lord God, that is known for crossing every T and dot and every I, oh Lord God. Songwriter once wrote a song, oh Lord God, what a mighty God we serve, oh Lord God. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, oh Lord God, when I was young, I didn't understand it, oh Lord God. And what you have done for us, oh Lord God, the very soul has to cry out the highest praise of hallelujah, Lord God. I thank, oh Lord God, for you have concluded us in this number, oh Lord God, that we shall be saved, oh Lord God, baptized, oh Lord God. And you translate us out of the kingdom of darkness, oh Lord God, into the kingdom of your dear son, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. What a mighty God we serve, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. We give you praise, oh Lord God, from the rising up this morning, oh Lord God. Tell us to go on out of the same, oh Lord God. Had it not been for you on our side, oh Lord God, where would we have been today, oh Lord God? All these years, oh Lord God, that you had blessed us, oh Lord God, to be here, Lord God. A circle of friend, oh Lord God, through Cornerstone, oh Lord God, round the country, oh Lord God, and abroad, oh Lord God, you have blessed us. Pastor Darling as well, Lord, to go about, oh Lord God, to tend to the Lord's business, oh Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Sometimes it makes the heart sadden, oh Lord God, to see that the way we live, oh Lord God. Lord God, not realizing, a lot of people don't realize, oh Lord God, that you're a God that don't slumber or don't sleep, oh Lord God. That nothing gets by you, oh Lord God. That our midnights, oh Lord God, is like noonday to you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I'm so glad, oh Lord God, that we decided to make this journey, oh Lord God. So glad, oh Lord God, that you counted us worthy of the kingdom, oh Lord God, the kingdom of God, oh Lord God. You counted us worthy, oh Lord God. And we were yet without hope, oh Lord God. When we were polluted in sin, oh Lord God, and in our own blood, oh Lord God. Your arm was not short, oh Lord God. You reached down into the muck and mire, oh Lord God, and you saved us, oh Lord God. Put us together, oh Lord God, in a circle, oh Lord God, and called us friends, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Servants don't know what you do, Lord God, but your friends know what you do, oh Lord God. So we come to this hour of power of prayer on this Thursday morning, oh Lord God. We came to thank you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Darling, oh Lord God, and all the constituents, oh Lord God, and all the saints, the ministers, missionaries, Lord God, everyone that comes, oh Lord God, come before you at this hour of power prayer, Lord God, and kneel down before you, Lord God. Realize that you are our great King, oh Lord God. You are our everlasting Father, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We say shalom today, oh Lord God. Realizing as long as that we're in you, oh Lord God, there's nothing missing and nothing broken, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we can spend the next few days, oh Lord God, just thanking you, oh Lord God, for the things that you have done, oh Lord God, through the dangers and the toils and snares, oh Lord God, through those that have went on, oh Lord God, and journeyed on, oh Lord God, into the kingdom, oh Lord God, and those that have entered into your rest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So glad, oh Lord God, about all the acquaintances, oh Lord God, that we met here on Block Talk Radio here, Lord God, here in the circle of friends, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, songwriter, oh song, oh Lord God, I don't feel no ways tired, oh Lord God. I come too far from where you brought me from, oh Lord God. But nobody told us, oh Lord God, that this road would be easy, oh Lord God. As Mother would say, Lord God, Mother Kennedy would say, this is not no flowery bed of ease, oh Lord God. As Elder Edmund Kennedy would say, oh Lord God, take the Lord right along with you, oh Lord God. These are words that we have heard and gleaned from, oh Lord God, as we walk through this tedious journey, oh Lord God, to this hour this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we come to thank you, oh Lord God, for an hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that you had sanctified us. You have allowed us to come into your presence, oh Lord God, to pray, oh Lord God, and go into the holiest of all, oh Lord God, and to stand before you, oh Lord God, in meekness, oh Lord God, standing in the gap, oh Lord God, for all these things that we pray about, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, knowing this, oh Lord God, and racing us sure, oh Lord God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all which we ever ask or think, oh Lord God, according to the power, oh Lord God, according to the power, oh Lord God, that worketh in us, O Lord God. Lord God, we stand to the mountain, O Lord God, of disappointment to be thou removed, O Lord God. Heartaches, O Lord God, to be thou removed, O Lord God. Lord God, strengthen us this morning, O Lord God. Help us to gird up our loins this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and to take that 30-inch step forward, O Lord God, as we head toward thy kingdom, O Lord God, to a day of rest in your kingdom, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you this morning, O Lord God. We praise you, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to give us the sins of omission, O Lord God. Sins of omission, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. During the heat, O Lord God, and during this inclement weather, O Lord God. Lord God, this year was the hottest year in Florida, Lord God, in X amount of years, O Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, no matter how hot it gets, O Lord God, or how cold it gets, O Lord God. Though the storm may rise, O Lord God, though the heathen raise and they imagine the vain thing, O Lord God. Lord God, it's morning by morning, God. It's this new mercy that we see, O Lord God, as you come to bring us through this hour, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, looking on every prayer request, O Lord God, and touching, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, all in St. Jude Hospital, cancer and mental institutions, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the local area, Lord God, the firemen, the policemen, O Lord God, those that are emergency service, O Lord God, the Coast Guard, the armed forces, O Lord God, all these things are at your command, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, it's no problem, O Lord God, with a little hip pain, O Lord God, little carbuckles, O Lord God, little ups and downs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Because, Lord God, we realize, O Lord God, when you came to Abraham, O Lord God, you introduced yourself as the Almighty God, O Lord God. And we stand on the promises of you, Lord God, that cannot fail, O Lord God. We're here, O Lord God, worshiping you and adoring you, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, from Monday through Friday, Lord God, all through the weekend, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, we give praise unto you, Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise where which you deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realizing, oh Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us, oh Lord God, no weapon that is formed against our family or children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we break the curses, oh Lord God, whatever it may be, oh Lord God, in every family line, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we break every curse of the witch doctors, O Lord God, the witches and the warlocks, O Lord God. We command them this morning to repent, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and bring fruit unto you, Lord God. Worship and praise worthy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For God has spoken once and twice, and I heard this, that power belongeth on to God, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God, for the gifts of family, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing and delivering and setting free, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Celeste Joy and her brethren, O Lord God, and their brothers, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we say, Lord God, what shall we render, Lord God, unto you, O Lord God, for all your mercy and all of your benefits, O Lord God. So we come this hour of power, pray, Lord God, and we sanctify it, and we thank it, and we praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We consecrate it, O Lord God, coming on this here day of fast, the second day of fasting, O Lord God, just to worship you and to thank you, O Lord God, for your keeping power, your sustaining power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you open up a sister Cedar's blind eyes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Rebuke cancer, O Lord God. Whatsoever form it comes in, O Lord God, rebuke it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As the broadcast go, O Lord God, and those that come to the archives later, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, begin to heal, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to touch, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Blessed David's family, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. As they're traveling, O Lord God, the family reunion that's going on across the globe, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Speaking to God, strengthen your servants, O Lord God, as we go through, O Lord God. Lord God, a lot of battles seem to be raging, O Lord God, and the heat seem to be out of control, O Lord God, and the storms rise and rise, O Lord God, and the brush fires, O Lord God, in the wilderness of burners, O Lord God. We remember the name of the Lord, O Lord God, to give you praise and to give you thanks, O Lord God, for the air that we breathe, that go every in and out of our body every few seconds, O Lord God. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, God. And we give you the praise. Surely, O Lord God, the Lord is in this place, O Lord God, as we come into your presence, O Lord God, to worship you, O Lord God, to praise you, O Lord God, to adore you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. We ask that you would show you strong not only today, O Lord God, but through the rest of our lives, O Lord God. Lord God, the adversary is just raging, O Lord God, all in our community, O Lord God. Lord God, blue lights and red lights flashing all the night long, O Lord God. Fire, Lord God, and flashing, O Lord God. The earth is going into like a convulsion, O Lord God, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, for those that love God and to worship, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. And we praise you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. 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 Be thou blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He's the first and the last. He's the first and the last. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, God.
Oh, yes.
We praise you, O Lord God.
Thank you.
As we move forth, O Lord God,
oh, yes,
in this
Lord.
Hour of power of prayer,
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
God, we thank you, Lord God.
Worthy is the Lamb.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
And the honor and the praise. Hallelujah, God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, let thy Holy Spirit, O Lord God, ascend in each and every one that's on the line this morning, oh Lord God. Everyone that's in queue, oh Lord God.
Yes.
Those that desire to come, oh Lord God, and just wasn't able to make it, oh Lord God, we thank
yes.
you for them as well, oh Lord God.
Yes.
In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, oh Lord God.
Yes.
God, send the word, oh Lord God, to where we minister at the Jacksonville Towers, oh Lord
yes.
God. Let not the enemy, oh Lord God, triumph
yes.
thee, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus,
thank
oh Lord God.
Lord.
We bring it to you, oh God. In prayer, in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
So we thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus.
Glory, glory,
thank
glory.
You, Father, for all you've done, O Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Even the newborn babes, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Those that are struggling with situations in their mind, O Lord God.
Jesus.
Wrestling back and forth, O Lord God.
Jesus.
Children that are getting ready to go to college, O Lord God. We all
yes.
children. Those that are looking for jobs in the work area, oh Lord God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, oh Lord God.
Lord
God, we pray
yes.
for a mighty moving of your power, Lord God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We thank you for being the almighty God, oh Lord God. Lord God, help us fulfill that commandment, oh Lord God, that you gave Abraham to walk upright before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father, not a Kayosia, for not
yes.
slumbering, sleeping in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord.
See, like we get off to a rough start some morning. Hallelujah to God. But the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah
yes.
to God.
Thank you.
In all our ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path.
Glory, glory, glory.
Sometimes, oh, Apostle, sit down and think, oh, Lord God. Sometimes I just get stuck just thinking about God. And
yes.
every time that those that count circuits, oh, Lord God, and
mm-hmm.
those that count numbers and those that are able to count back the hand of time, I've seen something very interesting
yes.
that even in the Marine, oh, in the Marine, the people that goes out on these great boats, explorers and stuff,
yeah.
that they had trapped sand inside of a tube. And by the color of the sand, they could tell what the weather was at that time.
Yeah.
And it goes back to ancient time, but it goes back to our Father. They call
yeah.
him the Ancient of Days.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. We're just a few seconds in his sight. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you.
We're just a vapor that's here, Lord, worshiping
Hallelujah.
Him and praising him. But he is the Ancient of Days.
Mm.
If he'd been from everlasting to everlasting,
mm.
those are the only terms that they could describe him,
yes.
who was and is to come. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
That we serve an eternal God and we come
yes.
before him in this hour of power of prayer.
Yes.
He can handle that situation.
Yes.
He's well able to do
yes.
exceedingly abundantly above
yes.
all whatever we ask or think in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Well, the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Yes.
I can feel him in the atmosphere.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm gonna bring the wife,
yes.
my darling wife, the love of my life, hallelujah
yes.
to God,
Lord.
To break forth the scripture of the week, hallelujah
yes.
to God. And we thank God for her. Hallelujah to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes. Well, praise the Lord. We thank you. We do thank you, Apostle, for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. And the great words also that you spoke of wisdom. Praise God concerning our God. Hallelujah. Truly, he is so great, and he's greatly to be praised. We do honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this morning, and to, of course, our beloved visionary and overseer of this great ministry, our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage, and all of the awesome facilitators, praise God. We thank God for each one in their perspective place, praise God. And, of course, to all God's people, we greet you all in the name of Jesus. Now, a scripture of the week is found in Psalms 51, and it's the 10th verse. But I'm going to read from 10 to from 10 to 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. I'm reading the New King James Version. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Glory be to God. Truly, this is a familiar psalm, praise God, a psalm of David, a beautiful prayer. It's actually a prayer of David, of repentance, after he did acknowledge what he had done, hallelujah, that was not right, how he had sinned against God. Glory be to God. We know this 51st psalm is due to the fact that David had sinned and committed, caused Bathsheba to become adulterer and himself a fornicator. And he also set a young man up by the name of Uriah, who was Bathsheba's husband. He set him up to be killed. So on various fronts, we see that David did commit a great sin, but it's so important to understand how his heart, he was really humbled. And during this time of our fasting and prayer, we have to make sure that no sin caused to be blocked up in our prayer life, in our fasting life. We want to make sure that our fasting is effective, our prayer is effective, and there's nothing like sin that would come in and block up, you all, the effectiveness of our prayer life and of our fasting. We have to make sure that our relationship with the Lord is a correct one. We have to make sure, in other words, like Apostle Paul said, examine ourselves every day. We should daily examine ourselves. Hallelujah. And I like what David says in Psalms 139. He says, search me, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, David was considered the apple of God's eye, not because David was perfect, not because he dotted every I, crossed every T, did everything he was supposed to do, but one thing he did know how to do was to repent before the Lord. He knew, hallelujah, how to come clean with the Lord. Glory be to God. And at first, I believe in this particular sin here, David did not realize that God knew what he did. And sometimes some of us get to the place where we feel that God is deaf, dumb, and blind. But how untrue that is. God knows everything. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent, you all. He's everywhere at the same time. He's all powerful. He knows everything. Glory be to God. Nothing is hid from his eye. And in this psalm here, we see a truly repentant man. Glory be to God. And part of our fasting and prayer is that we want to see the bands of wickedness destroyed. Hallelujah. Now, we know in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, the Lord reminds us in verse 4. He said, "Behold, ye fast with strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice to be heard on high." So in other words, he's letting the people know you're fasting, but you're not fasting that in a way that's acceptable to me. You're still doing wicked things. You're fighting among yourself. You're debating. He said, "Is this such a fast that I've chosen, that a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, acceptable day to the Lord?" But he said, "But this is the fast, hallelujah, that I accept." He said, "Is not this the fast," in verse 6, "that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke?" In other words, he's saying the type of fast that I want you to go on is to see to it that those that are bound up in various sins, bound up in sins of drug addiction, bound up in sins of alcoholism, lying, cheating, doing all kind of abominable things. And God is saying, "I'm not going to accept your fast if you're going to continue to walk this way." That's why it's important to understand, saints, that we got to have a broken spirit when we come before God. This is what David did. Hallelujah. Verse 17, David says in Psalms 51, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. Glory be to God." What is God talking about here in verse 17? He's saying, in other words, this is the sacrifice considered for fasting that I will accept. "The only sacrifice that's acceptable to me, saith the Lord, is a broken spirit." In other words, a heart that's truly broken with the sorrow of sin, truly and thoroughly penitent of their sins and wanting to change. You know, a lot of people say, "I cry. I cried before the Lord." Crying is fine, but you got to make up in your mind that you're going to forsake that evil way. Some people cry. All that's good. But you have to make up in your mind and in your heart that you're going to forsake that way of sin. You're not going to sin in that manner again against God. And I don't see nowhere else in the Bible where David repeated this sin of murder or repeated this sin of adultery. Praise the Lord. I truly admonish each and every one of you to make sure that your heart is right with God. Glory be to God. You know, Jesus lets us know, I believe it's in the book of Luke, praise the Lord, around the 6th chapter, where he says that the things that defile a man is the things that come out of his mouth. Glory be to God. And out of the mouth, the heart speaketh. Hallelujah. We got to remember that we have to make sure that the things in our heart is right, and then we will speak the good things. I like what Jesus said here in Luke 6:45. It says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth is speaking." So we have to make sure that our heart is in a right condition as we fast, as we proceed to fast and pray before the Lord. Saints, listen, we are not praying just to beat the air. No, we are praying because we need some results. Our children are in trouble. Our daughters are in trouble. Our sons are in trouble. Our family members in trouble. Our nation is in trouble. Our neighbors are in trouble. Our co-workers in trouble. My God. from the White House to Main Street. Saints of God, we've got to be focused, hallelujah, in what we're doing and how we are presenting ourselves before God. My question today is, what is the condition of your heart? That's like a rhetorical question. Only you can answer that. And in many cases, I believe on this line, we have saints who are truly, hallelujah, of a pure heart. Jesus said, only the pure in heart saints shall see God. See God, let's keep our hearts pure. Let's don't allow the filth of this world to penetrate any aspect of our lives. Remember, we are body, soul, and spirit. We got to be sanctified saints from the inside out. And this is a daily task, glory be to God. But we got to be broken, glory be to God. We got to be of a contrite spirit. We got to yield ourselves to the Lord, saints. We got to keep ourselves humble under the mighty hand of God, that in due season the Lord will exalt us. Glory be to God. We can't go around boasting about how good we are and this and that. No, you better make sure you work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. This is what Apostle Paul states. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we have to make sure that there's no envy, there's no malice, there's no envy, jealousy. None of these things will cause us to inherit eternal life with Jesus. When we look in the book of, I believe it's Galatians, I believe it's in the fifth chapter, and it's in the 19th verse, I believe, Apostle Paul lays out for us the workings of the flesh. As saints of the Most High God, we cannot be behaving in these manners as described in Galatians 5:19, as we are pursuing this time of fasting and prayer. We have to keep ourselves, saints, not operating in our flesh. The workings of the flesh are these. This is how you examine yourself. You read this word, and this word is like a mirror, and then we can see ourselves. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. If we find ourselves causing divisions, causing trouble everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, an argument breaks out. Something is wrong with your spirit. Making differences between people. Let me tell you, having a spirit of racism is a work of the flesh. None of us should be named as a racist. Hallelujah. We ought to love everyone. Hallelujah. Because Jesus died for every blood in every nation. Glory be to God. We are one in Jesus. Even Jesus prayed. He said, Father, make them one. Hallelujah. Even as we are one. We have to be united, especially those of us who are saved. We've got to be united with agreeing with the word of God. We must be united with the vision of our leadership in our churches, in our ministries. We have to be in union with the leaders of these ministries, saints. We have to understand that we cannot come up against leadership. We should not be talking about our pastors, to be talking about those in ministry. If you see anything wrong, let's pray for them. Let's hold them up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's not tear down the leadership that Jesus have ordained. Saints of God, as we fast, as we pray, let's get this thing right. Let's make sure our hearts are in the right condition? What condition is your heart in? Glory be to God. I pray your heart is in the condition as described in Galatians 5:22, where it says, and I know y'all are familiar with this, because we got Bible scholars on this line, but I'm just going to remind us and put us in remembrance of this word. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Saints of God, verse 24 is awesome, where it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. Now, we know we are going through what's called the process of sanctification, where we are dying daily to the flesh. Paul said, I die daily. In Galatians 2:20, is a beautiful scripture that says this, I am crucified. We need to read these verses every day for to remind us who we are. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So saints of God, as true believers, you know, we want to be real for Jesus. We want to be real even into ourselves. You know, we have to check ourselves, and we got to do it on a daily basis. I know I do my check every day, and sometimes when I look in the mirror of this word, I say, God, I'm like David, Lord, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord, help me, deliver me. Oh, God, oh, God, and I say, deliver me, oh, God, as he said in the 14th verse, from the guilt of bloodshed, oh, God, the God of my salvation, and, Lord, let my tongue sing aloud your righteousness. Saints of God, we have no business talking about people, backbiting people, walking in fear, walking in unbelief. As saints of the Most High God, got to stand firm on the word, stand firm on the promises of God, being doers of his word. We are more than conquerors, saints, through Christ Jesus. We have a right to praise him. We have a right to encourage others to praise God. When we consider how Jesus died for us, he was wounded for our transgressions, saints. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and it's by his stripes we have been healed. Healed emotionally, healed in every arena of our lives. We have to take it. We have to take our blessings by faith. Hallelujah. Believe it. Perceive it. Walk in the blessings. Walk in your inheritance, saints. We are rich people in Christ Jesus. We have no business talking about we are depressed or we all stressed out. How can we bring a prayer through when we ourselves are trapped, hallelujah, in listening to the dictates of our own flesh at times, or listening to what the world is saying about us? Saints of God, whose report do you believe? I'm done. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Saints of God, let us be of a pure heart in everything that we say, things that we do, even our thoughts must be pure, because we know nothing is hid from God. So in order that the bands of wickedness be broken, that our sons and daughters come fully to Jesus, we have to make sure that our hearts are right before God, so that when we pray for our children, when we pray for the wars to cease in our nation, when we pray for others, that we ourselves are not a hindrance to that prayer. So, and we want to make sure that our fasting is not in vain. We want to come right before God. May God bless each and every one of you, and have a blessed day. We love you all. In Jesus' name, number give this part of the service back over to our apostle, and he'll lead us further, and then we'll hear from our dear leader, praise God, Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah. Okay.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, saints of God. Thank you, honey, for the... Did you say something?
Yes. We do the prayer requests after.
So we're going to praise God. It's been a beautiful week. Hallelujah to God. And as we go forth in the name of Jesus, we're just thanking God for all that he's doing in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We're going to go to Pastor Darlene. I know that we're fasting, and she might have something to say right now, a commentary or something so that we can go forward with clear directions. Hallelujah to God. And then we'll get your name and your prayer requests as we continue this hour of power of prayer. Pastor Darlene?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise God. I just thank the Lord today for this awesome word from our evangelist Wonderland. I mean, just to know that God has given us directions through his word, and he continues to allow us to hear what we need to be doing in our lives. And I really appreciate how you brought that word out today, that we really have to have pure hearts, and also the word tells us to have clean hands too. So sin can block the effectiveness of our prayers and our prayer life. So I appreciate that, and we, as she admonished us today, that we should examine ourselves. And you know, this was something that I was sharing with somebody, that examine ourselves and be sure that we are in the place where God would have us to be, you know, with our spirit man pure, so that we can receive the things that God has in store for us. We know that God is an awesome God, and he's sovereign, and he can do what he wants to, but we want to come to him with the purity of our hearts and do those things that will be beneficial to not only us, but to the people who we're praying in faith and we're believing. So let's just continue to do that. And I just want to thank you so much, and Apostle Horsley, for getting us started with the prayer. And, you know, it's just beautiful how we're working things out here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And so while I have the mic, I do want to have some requests that I want to share. Sister Corrine, Pastor Corrine, she had a stroke, so we want to pray for her to be healed of that malady that's in her body. Joan has COVID again, and we want to pray that God will heal her, and she also has erratic heartbeats, so we'll be praying for her to be healed of that. Also continue to pray for those who have lost their loved ones. People are in mourning. People are distressed because people have passed on from this life into eternity. But we should be rejoicing that we are still here and that we have opportunity. So one of the things I like to pray for is for those people who have lost their loved ones, if they are not a part of the kingdom, that they will make that decision, because everybody is going to have to leave this earth. So we just pray for salvation. So we're just going to put that out there for all of our family members who do not know Jesus as their Savior. You know, we have been praying for a while, but you know what? He said, pray without ceasing. So we're thanking God that those who are not saved are making that decision to come to Jesus Christ. And we want to pray for those who are, a lot of people are sick. It's just a lot of sick people. So we're going to pray for healing this morning as we're praying today. Amen. So it's back in your hands, amen. Apostle Horsley.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Pastor Darlene.
Yes, indeed.
Hallelujah, God. We're just happy in our spirit today.
Yeah.
And we thank God for what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But we want to get your name, and we want to get your prayer request, and if you have a short testimony, we'll see if we can squeeze that in there in this hour of power prayer. I tell you, God is truly awesome. He's truly awesome. I'm going to put my request in for traveling mercy in the name of Jesus. I want to go visit a dear friend. You have to cut off.
Okay.
Yeah. A dear friend. And one of the pastors under the ministry. It's been about maybe more than 40 years ago when she came and she asked me for she needed ordinations to preach. She's been preaching for all that time now. things was coming. My husband very strictly brought his journey down to Ocala today. Hallelujah to God. I won't travel and miss for that. The lines opened. We'll take the prayer request. Hallelujah to God. And we'll move on in this hour of power prayer. Amen. Then we go into the corporate prayer. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God for you, Pastor Papa Hosley, and Sister Wonderland, for that great word, and just for the prayers that have came up this morning, and just how you just did it. It was much needed for me, and you know, and for everyone. So I just appreciate God for what He's doing, the things that He's about to do, and the things that He has already done in our lives. So the prayers that have already been sent up, I'm just thanking God for it right now today. I'm thanking God for the total healing of my brother, Louis McNeil, from the COVID virus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and that he find housing right now in Jesus' name. I'm thanking him for that. I'm thanking him for my car. I'm thanking him for, you know, just a lot of things to be grateful for. I'm thanking him for my family. I'm thanking him for the, I'm praying ahead of time for the family reunion that's coming up, and people come together, bringing our families together, and you know, and just going closer, and then we showing love to one another. I appreciate God for that. Mm-hmm. And appreciate God for the healing power of everyone. Hallelujah. All these prayers for sickness and deliverance and salvation and healing and deliverance for our children, praying for them and traveling mercy. Just appreciate God for everything, and everything I'm giving him thanks for. It. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Another request?
Good morning, Sister Lucinda here. Thank you, Sister Wonderland, for the admonishing comments that you've made. I began my fast last week due to some other things, and it was a complete fast. And what I learned so much is that God will draw out my secret sin. And I am definitely admonished on how much time I would spend on electronic devices. And it's interesting that I look to so many young people today. Generation Z is considered a distraction generation. And yet it was really in my face in the moment. So for that, I'm very grateful that I'm aware of that now. And I'm willing to address how I would manage that in my life going forward, to spend more time in prayer and worship and the Word of God, the beautiful words that were shared here today of the Bible and the words of the Lord. And for that reason, and also in that, I was also revealed some breakthroughs during my fast, some wonderful things, body, mind, and soul. And I asked for a prayer request as I go into today. I have some meetings that are upon me that I feel that God has arranged, because they're happening, so they must be correct. And I pray that God's utmost highest is the result. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. Thank you for the word that went forth. And I have a prayer request. I asked you all to, I'm walking by faith, so I asked for y'all to, my prayer request is to give God praise sometime when you're praying for the healing of my knees, because I know once you pray for something, you have to be patient. I have a real bad day before yesterday, and even yesterday it got a little better. So just praise him for my healing, so it can come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Everybody have a good day.
Amen.
We have another request. Let's rub that anointing oil, all that Pastor yes. prayed for you on that knee, and let's believe God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, I have a prayer request for Sister Sheila Bryant. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Wonderland Horsley. I have a prayer request for Sister Sheila Bryan. She's on to have, she's going to have surgery, I believe, on the 9th, I believe she say, of this month. But we just want to pray for her that she would have peace about it. She said she's worried, but let's pray that God would give her peace of mind to commit the healing, her healing to God, because we know he's able. And also, let's pray for Sister Musette, who's in the hospital here in Jacksonville, Florida, that the Lord would heal her body as well. And let's just pray for the saints all over. Pray for the church of the Most High God everywhere. Let's pray for God's people in a special way, that they be healed, that they be saved truly to the bone, and that God will continue to meet every one of their needs.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Well,
yes, I do request for Radana and Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray that they will, you know, God will cover them and help them in all that they're doing.
Amen.
Caesar's her son.
Okay, Pastor Donnie, we can go to the top, I guess. Lead us on there, please. I believe all the,
okay,
all the questions are in there.
Yeah. Yeah, we can go ahead and pray, and then we'll close out today. Hallelujah. Thank God for all those who are here. So let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We thank you this morning that you are here on our side.
We give you all that you've already done. We want to answer you with our prayers.
In the hospital, Lord God, that you touch right now, Lord God, you know the name, Lord God, you're the body of the head, oh, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh Lord God, oh God, oh God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, we pray for your comfort and your protection, Lord God. Lord God, for every area, God, children, Lord God, that it'll be a peaceful year, Lord God, a good year, Lord God, a year of Lord God, for peace and restoration, Lord God, even in our family, Lord God, God, that things will be for us, but they're not to be for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I just pray, Lord God, for a time of good relationship in my family, Father God, in Jesus' name, restore, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, only you can do it, Lord Jesus, God, we thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh God.
In the name of Jesus, we exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise God, Lord. So we are so grateful today for all of these prayers. Thank God for the word. We pray that the Lord pours back into our evangelist Wonderland and everyone who comes today, pours back what you've given to us double-fold in Jesus' name. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all the prayers with the blood of Jesus. We pray for each and every sister and brother in Christ. In every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. What was meant for our harm will turn out for our good, as it did for Joseph. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree this morning that we walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in the name of Jesus. I decree that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the devil is under our feet. We resist that devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree that we have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power through the Holy Ghost. I decree today that Jesus himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree, and that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed in Jesus' name. So I thank you all for just being here, and I love each and every one of you. I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself. Oh, so we're loving people into the kingdom. People are coming by the hundreds and thousands across the land, around the world, coming to serve the Lord God Almighty. So as we're leaving today, let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And once again, I want you all to know that I love you. Amen. Have a great day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-9000. 4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.